I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It is time for the UK Sports Report, and we are doing this at a time when the Kentucky men's basketball team lost a heartbreaker on Wednesday night to the likes of South Carolina, a team that really they had no business losing to, on a buzzer beater, a banked-in shot, just like Coach Cal said, would be the unlikely thing that would happen, happened. And so we turn to LAX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer to talk about this and the fact that they've got a tough game against Arkansas coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, how's it going, Al?
It's going quite well, certainly better than what the Wildcats were feeling Wednesday night. What happened in this game? They gave up 56 points in the second half.
Yeah, so many things that went wrong in that game. For one, Coach Cal talked about selfish play, and you can see that by looking at the assists. They only had 10 assists on 24 made baskets, and 10 assists, 7 of them were from Ashton Hagans. So only a couple other guys had assists, and that was Tyrese Maxey and Emmanuel Quickley. They started not shooting the ball well. Their defense was horrid. Gave up too many offensive rebounds. That was one of the main keys to the comeback by South Carolina, because Keyshawn Bryant just kept flying in there and getting putback dunks, and then guys were getting rebounds and giving them second chances. So there were so many things in the second half that just went wrong for this Kentucky team.
All right. Offensive rebounds portends then another poor shooting night, but they were getting the easy follow-throughs.
Yeah, I mean, at one point they were shooting 19% in the first half. I mean, Kentucky was playing decently at that point. And then, yeah, they just started getting – they had 20 offensive rebounds for the game, which is a really high number. I mean, just too high for Kentucky. And the second chance points were 16. So, you know, anytime you get those extra chances – and, I mean, you look at that, 16 points. I mean, that's too many to give up, and – to just lose by 3, you can see how that affected Kentucky. And then also, really, Kentucky did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line, so they left some points out there as well that they don't normally do, missing 11 shots there. And then you had South Carolina that was shooting the ball better than they normally do at the free throw line, which we usually see out of a team that plays Kentucky. They're either going to hit the three-pointer well, or they're going to hit the free throws well.
How do the Wildcats refocus? And they've got to go to Bud Walton Arena in Arkansas, and that's not an easy place to play and win.
No, in fact, there was – I can't remember which team it was. I want to say it was Tennessee. Somebody asked one of the players last year, where's the toughest place to play? And of course, everybody in Kentucky thinks it's, you know, University of Kentucky in Rupp Arena. But no, this guy said it was Bud Walton Arena, and it's because how loud they get there and the woo pig suey that they do quite often. And so you're right. It is a tough place to play. And you're talking about a pretty good team that's playing in it this year. Arkansas is 14-2. And just like Kentucky, they're 3-1 in the SEC. Their only loss coming to LSU. And they're playing pretty well. They're coming off a win at home against Vanderbilt by 20. They beat Ole Miss before that. They're feeling pretty good coming into this game with 2 straight wins. And you got a Kentucky team that seems to be hurting. So they're going to be ready to face this Wildcats team. And really, to be honest, maybe that was a wake-up call for Kentucky. And it's going to have to be, because you are going to have to be ready to go from the get-go when you take on Arkansas in Bud Walton.
South Carolina was known for you know, rough and tumble play and mixing it up and making it a very physical game. Is that what the Razorbacks will try to do as well against this Wildcat team on Saturday?
I think what you're going to find with Arkansas is kind of a mixture of the last two opponents that Kentucky has had. You had Alabama that was putting up a lot of three-pointers, shooting from the outside and everything, and then you had South Carolina that, like you said, is going to be very physical, and they're going to make it tough on you. And so I think you get a little bit of both of that from South Carolina, Arkansas rather. And, you know, so yeah, Kentucky's going to have to be ready to be a little physical. They're also going to have to be ready to guard an Arkansas team that can put up some shots from the outside as well.
All right. So we look at this after the Arkansas game. The Wildcats finally returned back to Rupp and, you know, and started a stretch of the schedule that might be a bit more manageable.
Yeah, you know, you get a Georgia team that you beat on the road, and so, yeah, that's good. Then they take the little break to go to Texas Tech for the Big 12 SEC Challenge, but then you get Vanderbilt, so another kind of easy one to face at home. And so, yeah, you want to take advantage. That's why this game against Arkansas is so important, because when it comes to league play, if they can get this win, it keeps them up there right at 4-1. And then, again, you've got Georgia and Vanderbilt coming into Rupp Arena. You figure very likely get those two wins, and that kind of vaults you almost midway through the season to a pretty good start.
And losing on a buzzer beater, that's pretty much kind of par for the course given this wild and crazy season so far.
Yeah, I mean, are you kidding me? It's been such a wild year. I mean, Alabama beat Auburn on Wednesday as well. Georgia also got a big win on Wednesday over Tennessee. So, I mean, just within the SEC alone, I don't think we have. Do we have an undefeated team? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. I think with Auburn losing, I think that takes care of the undefeateds and Kentucky. I mean, just in the SEC alone, we're seeing some pretty good parity, and we're certainly seeing it across the nation. And I think it's just going to make for a great NCAA tournament by the time we get to it.
Certainly making it wide open. That is definite.
Yes, for certain. I mean, there's a lot of people that think Seton Hall, who's currently ranked 18th, has a really good chance of being in a Final Four, and they certainly do, because Miles Powell is a scorer for the Pirates. So, I mean, we're talking about a lot of teams maybe that aren't even ranked. They're going to have a really good shot at making runs in the NCAA tournament.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the UK Sports Report. Our guest has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.
And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org.